Mike pretty much said this, you know, today that you weren't really able to practice much last week, so it was kind of like see what he does in the game and how he feels. How did you feel once you got going?
In the game last week? Yeah. I mean, I felt good. I mean, clearly it wasn't, you know, I wasn't my old self, but I mean, I was able to go out and make a few plays.
Where's the line between good enough and don't want to hurt myself more? Like, do you have to, like, tackle that issue with yourself, saying I don't want to be out for, like, 5 weeks, but I want to play?
I mean, that's tough because, I mean, as a competitor, you want to go out there and you want to, like, even, you know, if you in your mind you know you can't do it, you want to go do it. But, I mean, it's all about being smart and, you know, the training staff and myself, you know, we do a great job at, you know, knowing what that line is. And they have a great deal of confidence in me that I'll make the right decision.
Eddie, this you played the game and then short week and so forth. Is the ankle making progress this week? Are you feeling a little better than you did last at this point?
It definitely feels better. I mean, it's a shorter week, but, you know, I'm still able to get a lot of rehab in and, you know, get it ready for this week. You know, but this weekend I'll be ready to go just like last week.
How was the swelling after the game against the Chiefs? Did it swell up overnight at all?
I had a recovery sock on, so that helped out a lot. It wasn't bad at all.
You had that one run where you ran over about 8 guys and 8 yards, and then you went to the sideline. Looked like you got your ankle checked out. Was your ankle fine? Just need to retape? How did it feel?
Yeah, just, you know, giving it a little break. I mean, I don't remember that exact play. I think I was getting hit a lot. Broke a lot of tackles. But, I mean, whenever I feel it, you know, I go to the side and we'll just give it a little rest.
I guess, was there ever a moment Monday night where it felt we got hurt anymore or it felt like
we
had to give it a more of a rest or anything like that?
Speaking of a rest, what did you think of Alonzo and what do you think of his ability to give you and James a rest if he's able to be productive?
He did great on the carry he had. He knocked somebody mouthpiece out. I think it was a mouthpiece. It looked like it. It looks cool for him, definitely, you know, coming in and get your first carry, and, you know, that happens. So it's definitely a great boost of confidence. So, I mean, as long as he continue to progress and, you know, at practice and in the creek when we go through walkthroughs, he definitely could help both of us out if necessary.
Is that cool for you, though, knowing that you've got a third option that can produce?
Definitely. It's cool for the team because no matter what happens in our position, we know the next guy up will be able to come in and, you know, continue to work.
Eddie, you mentioned that you weren't quite up to full speed. What's your philosophy about playing hurt? How do you manage that?
Mind over matter. If you can go out and play, go play. Definitely don't put yourself in a position where you can hurt yourself more or jeopardize what you and the team are trying to accomplish. So, I mean, I think I do a great job at that. When I went played, I didn't look bad. I didn't look sluggish or like I was favoring it, but at the same time, if I felt it, I got out the game and, you know, Starks came in, Azul came in. So I think we're doing a great job with that.
As you've played on it now, gotten further into your rehab, does this ankle, how it feels, is it similar to 2013? Feel better than 2013?
Not as better than that because it's not going to be like a lingering thing. It's going away. In my rookie year, it really didn't go away.
Aaron threw you another pass that was a little unorthodox this week. Is it one of those things you know you've earned Aaron's full trust when he's kind of throwing any kind of pass in your direction?
I definitely think he'll throw it to me no matter the situation now. I just have to continue to catch it. But it definitely was a weird-looking pass.
What are you seeing with that San Francisco defense? It's kind of changed a little bit the last week.
They changed a little bit, but you know, they get a great push. You know, they two gap a lot, so they come off blocks good. But you know, as far as the running backs go, we just have to press our landmarks and, you know, try to get them to stretch or, you know, get them to come in and go around. So it'll be a lot of little mind games going on out there, but you know, they do good up front.
What's their pursuit like when you've been watching it on film?
What's what?
Their pursuit.
I mean, they get to the ball. You know, if you break one tackle or get past one guy, you know, there's going to be two or three more guys there. And, you know, it's all about for us being physical. So when those other guys do come, you know, we're going to give them contact before they give it to us so we can continue to get those extra yards.
You say where they lost guys. It's been a lot of linebackers that they've lost. You know, I don't know if it's the right way to put it, but are they softer in the middle? Are they more vulnerable in the middle with those guys that they've lost from the middle?
I mean, the guys who came in to replace definitely aren't the guys who were there before, which, you know, it helps us out a little bit, but it doesn't make the game any easier. We still have to go in there with the same mindset, the same physical mindset. You know, even though it's a away game, we want to go in and dominate.